heart that seeks what's true. The prophet's light will guide it through. In word and deed, through storm and test, we strive to mirror him the best. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Respected viewers of Madani Sharon Please recite after me الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. We once again welcome you in our program, Mirror the Best, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. In this program, we select one topic from the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and we try to reflect upon how can we better copy Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Imitate, do ita'at of Mustafa, obedience of Mustafa, ittiba' of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How can we follow the best? How can we mirror the best sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam? And inshallah, today's topic is very interesting. In the first segment, our role model moments, inshallah, we'll be talking about rights of people and the seerah of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. We'll also, inshallah, in this program, know that how did Sahaba Kiram, Awliya Allah, friends of Allah, in the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, they imitated Rasul alayhi salatu wa sallam, copied Rasulullah alayhi salatu wa sallam. In other words, followed Mirror the Best sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. At the end, we also have one segment in which we learn a sunnah of Rasul alayhi salatu wa sallam. We take it as a challenge for another week to follow. And the idea is to revive and follow the footsteps of Rasul alayhi salatu with this day. Before we proceed towards our first segment, let's make few good intentions, because that's also very important. My Sheikh Tariqat, founder of Dawat Islami, founder of Madani Channel, Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Hafizahullah, has given us this beautiful mindset that we should not forget to make good intentions before performing any permissible task or any good deed. As I am presenting this program, I make this intention, I will present this for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're watching this program, you can also make this intention. You will watch with focus, with concentration, you'll remember what you learn, act upon, and pass this knowledge on to others. Let's take the very first segment. Role model moments. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In every heart that seeks what's true, the Prophet's light will guide it through.
Respected viewers, I would like to talk about one narration specifically today, which mentions the importance of rights of people in the light of the seerah of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Since the program is Mirror the Best, we'll be learning that what was the mindset of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, and how did Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam practically demonstrated the importance, and we have been instructed to be mindful of the rights of people. This is what inshallah we'll be learning from this narration. Before departing from this mortal world, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam announced publicly, what was that? If I am liable to pay someone's debt, if I have caused damage to someone's life, wealth or honor, then I present my life, property and honor. You should settle the score with me in this world. None of you should worry that I'll be displeased with him if he settles the score with me. Allahu Akbar. This is not my nature. If someone's right is due upon me, I would like that either he receives recompense from me or absolve me of his right. Then he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, O people, one who is liable for fulfilling a right of someone, he should fulfill it, and he should not think that he will fall into disgrace, since worldly disgrace is a lot easier to bear than the distress of the hereafter. Allahu Akbar. Respected viewers, did you listen to this beautiful narration? Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, who is most generous and kind, greatly emphasized the importance regarding the rights of people. This is the state of that personality who had never ever deprived anyone from the creation from their rights in his blessed apparent lifespan of 63 years. Allahu Akbar, the great personality who gave the legislation of human rights, animal rights, Allahu Akbar, and the great personality who even fulfilled the rights of those who exercised force and violence. Instead, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam granted them more than their desire. That great personality we are talking about, for whom it cannot even be imagined that he ever deprived anybody of their rights, or he avoided anybody in fulfilling their rights. That great personality we are talking about, instead of getting displeased with those who demanded their rights before the agreed time, always fulfilled their rights by observing patience and tolerance. Meaning, even someone had given loan and he was asking before the agreed time, Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam even then showed patience. The great personality we're talking about, by seeing whose blessed acts and listening to his blessed saying, the blessed companions, Sahaba Ikram radiallahu anhum, understood the importance of rights of people and kept on fulfilling the rights of the bondsman, who taught others what human rights are, what are huququl ibad. We're talking about that personality and the state of that personality and the mindset, the blessed mindset of that personality, how sensitive he was. But this was to teach us, this was to educate us, this was to guide us how sensitive this matter is. May our lives be sacrificed upon the simplicity, humbleness, contemplation of the hereafter and divine fear of that great personality, who is in a crowded congregation, not only offers people to receive their rights or forgive them, publicly announcing, but is also persuading people to fulfill the rights of each other by making them remember the accountability of the hereafter. He's teaching, educating, guiding, not only present in that crowd, but until the day of judgment. The saying of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a great example, subhanallah. Therefore, if we have ever deprived a Muslim of his right, knowingly or unknowingly, or if someone has been harmed because of us, we should immediately seek forgiveness. We should mirror the bust, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. We should copy Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, not only in the apparent sunnahs of wearing, okay, or walking, or talking, or using the miswak, or wearing imama, or having beard. These are wonderful, beautiful sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And there are certain which have reached to the level of wujub, so necessary to follow. Should rather certain cases must follow. But respected viewers of Madani channel, there are certain prophetic ways which are also very important to follow. In certain cases, if we do not mirror the best sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in certain cases, then Allahu Akbar, we would be punished. Yes, because certain cases are najais and haram and sinful, impermissible, depending on the different levels and different cases and conditions. So there are certain rights. If you violate, you'll be held accountable. So for this reason, obeying his commands, doing ita'at of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and acting upon them is necessary for us. But why is the fulfilling of these rights of people compulsory for us? Answering this very question, Imam Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has stated, listen with the ears of your heart. Humans either live alone or with someone, and it is difficult for a human being to live without socializing with other human beings. Therefore, humans need to learn the manners of living together. So there are certain manners, rights of living together upon every person who socializes. This reveals that the basic cause of the rights of people becoming compulsory is living of all human beings together. We live together, right? We communicate, we socialize, and there are certain due rights upon us for others and others upon us. So what we should do, we should respect those rights. We should not cause any harm to people who are living in our surroundings. Maybe our relatives, our family members, or someone who is our friend, or studies in a university, or school, or college, because it is a community where we live together. So we need to be mindful of others' rights. But nowadays, condition is worse. Today, many people deprive others of their rights. They damage others' reputation, they backbite, commit treachery, take undue advantage of their simplicity, and cause them troubles in different ways. Children are disobedient to their parents, whereas parents are unaware of the rights of children. Rich man cheats in the salary of his workers, whereas workers are cheating in the work assigned to them. The teachers are showing laziness in teaching students, and students are far away from respecting their teachers. In short, the rights of someone or the other are being violated in one form or the other. Remember, the one who inflicts even the slightest oppression on anyone in the world, zulm, will not attain salvation on Judgment Day till he pleases the oppressed. Allahu Akbar. Of course, if Allah Almighty wills, He Azza wa Jal by His grace will bring about reconciliation between the oppressor and the oppressed on the Judgment Day. Otherwise, the virtues of the oppressor would be given to the oppressed. If they prove insufficient in paying off the rights of the oppressed people, then the sins of the oppressed would be transferred to the oppressor. Allahu Akbar. As such, the oppressor who would have come with huge good deeds on the Judgment Day, but by depriving the fellow beings of their rights, he will completely run out of good deeds, and for the same very reason, he will be sent to hellfire. The greatest and holiest Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam asked his companions, radiyallahu anhum, do you know that who is poor? The blessed companions radiyallahu ta'ala anhum answered, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, a poor person amongst us is he who has no dirham and worldly possessions. Dirham means the currency, money. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam then replied, the poorest person from my ummah is the one who will come on the day of judgment with his salah, fasts, and zakah. But he would have cursed someone, blamed another, usurped someone's wealth, caused someone's blood to flow, and beat someone. Therefore, his virtues will be taken against all these sins. If his virtues run out before their rights are fulfilled, then he will be burdened with their sins, and he, meaning oppressor, will be thrown into hell. Imagine that day, respectables, a person who has fasts, who has salah, who has good deeds, but because he caused harm to others, because he violated others' rights, and all his good deeds are given in exchange of those rights which he violated in this dunya, and he remains empty-handed. And in case harm he caused is more, the rights he violated, Allahu Akbar, that burden is more, then the sins of the oppressed will be shifted in his account. Respectable viewers, we've got an understanding oppressor is the one who kills someone or causes harm to someone, he does zulm upon someone. This is the definition, what is in our mind. But let's find out. What is the true and actual factual definition of zulm? And who is actually the oppressor? Here, oppressor is not limited to only a killer, dacoit, robber, or the one who fights and quarrels, but the one who has violated the slightest right of someone. For example, deprived him of a few pence, without Shari permission, scolded him or stared at him in anger, made fun of him, such even then he is an oppressor, and the other is oppressed. Someone has done all these, what is mentioned. This is also zulm. This is also oppression. And the person who does this is an oppressor. It is quite possible that this oppressed may also have violated some rights of the oppressor. Vice versa could be also possible. In this case, both of them are oppressors as well as oppressed for each other in particular cases. There would be many people falling under this category who will be oppressors for some people and the oppressed ones for someone. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Anis rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has said, Allah Almighty will state on Judgment Day, no one destined for paradise and no one destined for hell should enter paradise and hell respectively, unless he does not fulfill the rights of his fellow beings, i.e. anybody who has violated the rights of someone will not enter paradise or hell till the decision is made. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us without accountability. Islam brothers, we have heard how sensitive this matter is, rights of people. When we talk about people's rights, so the rights of parents, it remains top of the list. Then other blood relatives gradually deserve the right to be treated well and respected. Alas, what's happening nowadays? It has become an issue of least consideration, respecting parents. Some people are famous amongst people as having good manners, but in their own home, especially before parents, they appear very rude and show bad manners. For these very people, the narration of Sayyidina Abdullah bin Amr radiallahu ta'ala an is mentioned. Beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam has stated, three types of people will not enter paradise. Number one, one who causes trouble to his parents. Number two, the youth. And number three, the woman who adopts a masculine style. Respectively, because parents are invaluable divine gifts from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Parents' status has been mentioned in the Holy Quran and Ahadith. Obeying parents is a means of attaining the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Parents, they sacrifice their own comfort for the sake of their children's comfort. The body of children is derived from parents' blood. Parents become restless and shed tears upon seeing their ill children. Parents spend whole night in the state of wakefulness looking after their ill children. Parents devote their whole lives to make their children achieve a bright future. Parents bear the troubles before birth and after birth for their children. Parents are those great personalities whose rights have been mentioned by the Blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. In this segment, we're talking about best role model moments. We are learning from the seerah of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, how can we fulfill rights of people? How can we mirror the best sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in this specific way in topic. Now, when we're talking about the rights of parents, and let's listen how Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam educated us, taught us. Sayyidina Jahima radiallahu ta'ala and came to the blessed court of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and humbly said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, I want to fight in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and have come in your blessed court to consult with you. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, do you have a mother? He replied, yes. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, فَالْزَمْهَا فَإِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ تَحْتَ رِجْلَيْهَا. Make serving her obligatory upon yourself because paradise lies under her feet. A personality who we should follow, who we should copy, who we should mirror, is the Zat of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wasalam. A Sahabi Rasul comes to offer him as a soldier, wants to fight in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You could imagine that very moment could be the time of any war, and each and every individual, how much does that matter in any war? Every single soldier means a lot to every army. But Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam did not permit him to take part in the expedition fighting in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather instructed him to serve his mother, because Jannah lies under the feet of mother. These are the beautiful teachings of Islam. These are the beautiful teachings of Muhsini Insaniyat, a personality who favored the humanity. And that is the Zat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam stated at another place, the one who finds his parents or any of them and does not treat them well is distant from the mercy of Allah and deserves the wrath of Allah Almighty. Therefore, we should respect our parents wholeheartedly, whether they are real step or ridai, meaning milk parents. We should look after their needs, talk to them in a soft tone, consider their feelings, avoid causing them distress, meet their expectations, keep on treating them nicely, listen to them carefully, obey their every permissible command. In short, keep on fulfilling the rights of parents till there is any impermissibility from Shari viewpoint. Thus, get yourself included amongst the ones deserving the divine pleasure. Remember, the real blessed father of the greatest Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abdul Muttalib radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, departed this life before the blessed birth of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. When he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was 6, his real blessed mother, Sayyidatuna Amina radiallahu ta'ala anha, also departed this mortal world. Therefore, the upbringing of the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam was bestowed upon his step and milk parents. The Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam used to respect them a lot. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to please them and used to fulfill their rights. And let me share with you a narration which reflects how did Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam treated his milk mother. Sayyidina Abu Tufail radiallahu ta'ala and has stated, a lady came and approached the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wasallam. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stood up and spread his blessed chadar for her, shawl for her. The lady sat on it. I asked, who is she? People replied, she is the mother of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who had breastfed him. Allahu Akbar Kabira. A great thinker of Ummah, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, has stated, these both blessed acts of the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Ta'ala Alayhi Wasallam were expressing honor, respect, and happiness. Therefore, it is evident that to stand up in respect for somebody is permissible. Subhanallah. A person, regardless of his own magnificent grandeur, should honor the one who has done his or her tarbiyah. Look, this is that blessed and revered court of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in the household of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, where Sayyidina Jibreel Amin Alayhi Salam attends with a serving dignity. But a blessed chadar shawl was spread for this lady. This narration teaches us that if this is the state of respect and reverence for the wet nurse, then what would be the state of respect and reverence for the real mother? I leave that to you. You can imagine. The seal of Rasulullah shows the importance of parents, the importance of mother. And how did Rasulullah والسلام, treat his own milk mother? Not real. What should be this status of a real mother? What should we do? How can we mirror the best sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? This is something we need to reflect upon. Mufti Sahib further states, this event occurred particularly on the day of Battle of Hunain. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam got free from the Battle of Hunain, was present in the group of the blessed companions alayhi ridwan, and Sayyidatuna Halima Sa'diya radiallahu ta'ala anha came, the Rasul of mankind, the peace of our hearts and minds, the most generous and kind sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, stood up for her and spread the blessed chadar for her, which he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was wearing. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not talk to anyone as long as she radiallahu anha was there. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam paid attention only to her. When she radiallahu ta'ala anha returned, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam granted her many gifts and accompanied her for some distance to see her off. Then Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam himself or any other blessed companion addressed the attendees. She is the wet nurse of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidatuna Halima radiallahu ta'ala anha, who has breastfed to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The youngsters of today should read these ahadith and take admonition that we do not honor our real mother. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Respected viewers, did you see? How did Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam honor his mother? Even she was not a real mother, but a ridai mother, milk mother, who had given a wonderful brought up to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his childhood, who had breastfed Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. How lucky Sayyidah Halima Sa'diya radiallahu ta'ala anha was, Allahu Akbar, who had the opportunity to look after the best of creation, Imam al-Anbiya, beloved of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But now, when Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam meets his own blessed mother, she stands up with respect, puts the shawl out of respect where she sits. And the time she spends with Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, even though other Sahaba ikram people are around, but the focus, the attention which was given to the mother, this is another teaching for us. When we talk to our parents, how should we behave and what should be the level of focus and attention when we're talking to them?
not in our phones, not in doing other things and ignoring and neglecting their presence. At first, we don't go to meet them. We don't spend time with them. But if it happens that we go and see them and we spend time, then most of the time, probably people would be on their phones or on internet or social media, or they would waste time. Rather, we should go, we should give them focus, we should give them attention, we should give them time. Allahu Akbar. This is what we learn from the seerah of Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasalam even granted his mother many gifts and walked with her to see her off. If this is the maqam and status of a milk mother. Now you imagine what would be the maqam and status of a real mother. And according to the narrations which we have learned from Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, parents are our Jannah. At the same time, they can become the cause of us going and ending up to hell also. Because if we please them, we please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we displease our parents, we will displease Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once Sayyidatuna Halima Sadia radiallahu ta'ala anha came to the blessed court of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and complained about famine. So upon the instructions of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidatuna Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha gave her one camel and 40 she goats. Allah kya judu karam hai shahe batha tera. Nahi sunta hi nahi maangne wala tera. Now when it comes, she complained about the famine and what she got was one camel and 40 she goats from the court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. This was the jood, this was the karam, this was the generosity of Rasul and the household of Rasul. And our Amma Khadijat al-Kubra radiyallahu ta'ala anha, Sayyidina Amr bin Su'ayb radiyallahu ta'ala and said, I was once present in the court of Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam when Rida'i father, i.e. the husband of Sayyidatuna Halima radiyallahu ta'ala anha came. He sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam spread a part of his cloth and his Rida'i father sat on it. Then his Rida'i mother, Sayyidatuna Halima radiallahu ta'ala anha came. So he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spread the remaining part of his cloth for her. Then his Rida'i brother came. So he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam had him sit in front of him. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam always used to send cloths, etc. to Sayyidatuna Thuwaiba radiallahu ta'ala anha, who was the maid of Abu Lahab and had breastfed the Holy Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in his infancy for a few days. Allahu Akbar Kabir. That's how Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam practically showed us the maqam status of a mother and how should we treat them, how should we look after them. He alayhi salatu wasalam did not forget even that milk mother who had fed him only for a few days. This shows that how important the status of mother is. And we also heard how did he treat his milk father and milk brother too. Great thinker of Hakim al-Ummat Ufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has stated the truth is that Sayyidatuna Thuwaiba radiallahu ta'ala anha and Sayyidatuna Halima radiallahu ta'ala anha, and the same way the husband of Sayyidatuna Halima radiallahu ta'ala anha all became Muslims when beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam married Sayyidatuna Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha. So Sayyidatuna Thuwaiba radiallahu ta'ala anha used to visit beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to honor her a lot and used to send clothes, etc. as gifts for her from Medina Munawwara. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Let's take one segment sticking to the sunnah. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In every heart that seeks what's true, the Prophet's light will guide it through.
Respectively, in this segment we try and see how Sahaba Ikram and Awliya Allah, friends of Allah, they tried their level best to mirror the best sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam in their life. How they did itta'at, obedience, ittiba', how they followed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sometimes it is incredible and amazing to notice and see. This hadith, which is mentioned in Muslim, hadith 3238, Sayyiduna Jabir bin Abdullah radiyallahu ta'ala and married a widow for the sake of looking after 9 or 7 sisters, their good upbringing and combing and braiding their hair. Now these Sahaba Kiram, when they heard the rights of people, and they were very much conscious. Now this Sahabi Rasul radiyallahu ta'ala and who married a widow for this reason, that she could properly upbring the sisters. Everyone, they've got wishes and desires, and they have different, fantasies or thoughts in their minds that I would marry with so and so. But look at their pure intentions. Why did they do that? So that they could better fulfill the rights of their sisters. And again, this was another help towards a widow who was a needy also. And he, radiallahu ta'ala, married to her. That's how the teachings of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam reflected in the lives of Sahaba Ikram alayhi Ridwan. Respectful viewers, a companion went to the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and said, there was a path with stones that were so hot that if a piece of meat was placed on them, it would have cooked. I carried my mother on my back and walked upon it for 6 miles. Have I fulfilled all her rights? This was a question of a Sahabi, companion of Rasulullah. What was the answer of Rasulullah? Prophet of Allah وسلم, replied, from all the pangs of pain she experienced while bearing you, perhaps you have made up for one. Now these were those Sahaba Ikram who were given the tarbiyah by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And that much he had done. That's how he had treated nicely. 6 miles in such in hot weather, he carried mother on his shoulders. When he asked what was the reply, we heard that we cannot pay the due rights of our parents back. All we can do is we can respect them, treat them nicely. And these were Sahaba Ikram Ibn Ridwan. They used to ask from Rasulullah about the rights of parents. And then they would follow, as we heard that. We should also follow the footsteps of Rasulullah and these Sahaba Ikram Ibn Ridwan. Now if someone does not follow the instructions of Quran and Hadith, sayings of the Prophet والسلام, now there could be consequences too. A companion radiallahu ta'ala and said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was approached by a person who said, a young man is nearing his death, yet he is not reciting the kalima despite our encouragement. Statement of faith, shahada. He asked, did he not recite kalima of faith during his life? He certainly did, the people around responded. So what is now preventing him from reciting the shahada as he dies? The Prophet ﷺ asked before he departed to see the young man himself. Young man, say la ilaha illallah. He said, I am unable to recite it. The young man replied. The Prophet ﷺ asked why. The young man replied, I was disobedient to my mother. Is your mother alive? Asked the Prophet ﷺ, and the young man said, yes. The mother was then brought to the Prophet ﷺ. He asked, is this your son? To which she said, yes. If a fire was lit and you were told that your son will be thrown into it, if you are not pleased with him, what would you do? The mother answered, I would forgive him. Then make Allah and me witness and say you are pleased with him. The Prophet ﷺ declared, I am pleased with my son, she exclaimed. The Prophet ﷺ then told the young man, say La ilaha illallah. The young man was able to recite the Shahada. The Prophet ﷺ then praised Allah with the following words, Alhamdulillahilladhi anqadhahu bi minan nar. All praise is for Allah who saved him from the hell due to me. Subhanallah. May Allah also allow us to recite Shahada Kalima when we depart from this mortal world. But loving, respecting our parents, inshallah, would help us recite Shahada. And if we are disrespectful to our parents, there is a possibility that we would find it difficult to recite Shahada at the time of our death. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from disobeying our parents. Today we learned from the seerah of Rasulullah salatu salam about the rights of people, and the most important amongst are the rights of parents, how important they are. We learned from the seerah of Rasulullah salatu salam, from ahadith of Rasulullah salatu salam, from the seerah of Sahaba ikram alayhi ridwan. May Allah give us tawfiq and ability that we fulfill rights of our parents. We love them, respect them, and we mirror the best sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in this regard too. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now let's include our segment follow and revive. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In every heart that seeks what's true, the Prophet's light will guide it through.
Respected viewers, today inshallah we'll learn sunnahs and manners about shaking hands. When two Muslims shake hands while meeting and ask each other about their well-being, Allah Azza wa Jal sends down 100 mercies between them, of which 99 mercies are for the one who meets the other more warmly and asks about the well-being of his brother in a more beautiful manner. When two friends meet, shake hands and recite Salat upon Nabi alayhi salam, their past and future sins are forgiven before they separate. When two Muslims meet, it is sunnah for them to shake hands using both hands after saying salam. Say salam when leaving as well. You may also shake hands. Subhanallah. Today we learned that when we shake hands, we should also say salam. When we leave, we should also say salam. And when we shake hands, we should do that with both hands. And we also learned that the one who does meet wholeheartedly, more warmly, that individual gets 99 mercies out of 100. So we should always be first to say salam and shake hands with both hands. And we should also recite Durood upon Nabi alayhi salatu taslim, salat ala Nabi. Inshallah, future and past sins will be forgiven. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us tawfiq, taking this as a challenge for a whole week. Try to remember these beautiful sunnahs and manners and act upon. That's all for today. We'll be back with another beautiful episode, with another beautiful topic in Mirror the Best, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until then, keep watching Madani channel, keep reciting Salat upon Nabi. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala, ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
In every heart that seeks what's true, the Prophet's light will guide it through. In word and deed, through storm and test, we strive to mirror him the best. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.